95.9, this is Everything That Rocks. It's X-Rock Radio. Glenn on the radio with you. And we already told you, hey, did you hear this little show tonight? We've been pumping it up and ramming it down your throats for about a month because we're really pumped up for this one. It's going to be a great night. It happens at the Carlson Center, and it happens tonight, folks. It is Drowning Pool. It is Buck Cherry. Great double bill. That's craziness. Carlson Center, great venue. And back to town, it's Drowning Pool, and they are in studio with us right now. Gentlemen, to have you guys here, man. Fantastic. CJ, introduce the fellas around the table here for us. I know
we got Steve. CJ
and the boys.
There you go.
CJ's boys. Mike.
Mike Luce on drums.
Right.
Stevie Benton on a bass.
What's up?
And Jay Moreno, Jay Money, Jason.
Well, I got to be last, though.
A couple things. Of course, Jason, with the band now, it's been a number of years, but another Dallas boy as well. So now, did you know these guys prior? As well, is it something that was kind of like, oh yeah, okay, I know that guy. Oh, you must have been in the rock community there in Dallas.
Exactly. I mean, I like to say that as far as the rest of the world is concerned, I'm the new guy. But
no, you're not.
But I've been around since the very beginning. Yeah. Well, I was.
He was studying up on the rock.
Jason was like our closer that we kept in the bullpen as long as we could, and then we brought him in to finish the game, you know.
Perfect. Drowning Pool with us here in studio. Show's tonight, 7 at Carlson Center. Get over there, get some tickets early. They're selling fast. They've been going nuts. Please leave me alone. And that goes for my family, too, all right? I got nothing for you people.
Call
you know,
CJ. I see some tickets right there.
Shut up! Call me at Thanksgiving.
CJ loves to do guest lists.
Desensitized. I got to find out. How did you get Jesse Jane to do your cover for that? Of course, porn legend.
All props to Steve Karras back in the day. Steve had just spent either
there you go.
His a bachelor party or his bachelor party. Steve Karras was a publicist at the label at the time. And he had this awesome idea of hitting up Digital Playground, who I think represented her at the time. And we were all like, yeah, well, at least somebody will be fine. And we were all thinking, man, wouldn't it be cool if it was Jesse Jane? Because she was a hot commodity at the time. And that's who we got. So it was awesome.
Oh, that was it? That was it.
That's well,
it.
We got to hang out.
I was just wondering how.
We got to hang out with her for a couple of days.
That's so where I was going.
That story.
The hell with the cover.
I'm just. How we met her.
Did you get. Yeah, I wanted to. Well, it was cool that you got her. It's a great
you
story.
Didn't ask for that's an old. Meeting,
well, you know, it does have to go on the radio.
That was
so
an old
can,
set of boobs, too. She's got a new set since then.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can get those now.
You can tell.
Those are real nice.
The new album, Hallelujah, great album, great stuff. We've been slamming it here. How do you go about releasing the singles? Is that up to you guys, the labels? Who gets
it? We're bringing them here with us. We got it in our pocket.
And here you go. Here, have a single. Everybody gets a single. They're like Oreos.
You know, honestly, there's no freaking formula. You sit around in a room with a bunch of people at a label, and they say, yeah, we think it should be this one. And then it doesn't be that one. It's not that one.
It never is,
so,
right?
You never know.
All right. Well,
when you make a record like Hallelujah with so many great songs on it.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to narrow it down, man. It takes a whole committee to finally to get it down. And typically, I mean, we definitely have our input, but a lot of it, which song actually hits the radio, a lot of it does have to do with the label because they're the ones that have to. They have to really believe in it because we believe in all of them.
Well,
like
sure, they're like yours.
Yeah, so you get the radio. The label kind of you know pushing it and working it. So you typically want to go with the song they believe in, but at the same time, they're wrong about 90% of the time. So you know,
being in the broadcast industry, I know all about having things taken out of context and taken wrong. I remember that incident when that happened. There was a controversy.
You got to take a ticket. There's like 20 of them. I don't know.
Well, it was.
Don't be specific. It was, you know, there's a lot of good things that happened with Bobby.
What's her name? In Arizona.
Yeah.
The shooting, and somehow they tried to link that song in there when it had absolutely nothing
they
to do with it.
They're pulling hard.
They linked it because dude had it on his website, but he was purely, obviously, messed up.
Yeah, 20 other songs on there.
There were multiple songs.
Right.
That's the one they focus in on.
It's a song, I believe, about the mosh pit, is it not?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But for some reason, it went there, which is ridiculous, but that's...
But now we have John Hitlinger, 82-year-old man from Colorado, rocking out. See, good things do happen with
Oh, I was going to bring that up. We're going to do it after the break. We're going to talk about the gentleman from America's Got Talent because it was just too damn cool. That is coming up in studio with Drowning Pool on X-Rock.